AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A big blow to Al-Qaeda, which is now confirming that its number two figure was killed in a U.S. airstrike in Yemen. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Nasser al-Wahashi headed al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula and spent a few years as Osama bin Laden's personal secretary.
He's certainly part of the senior al-Qaeda leadership.
Al-Qaeda expert Catherine Zimmerman says al-Wahashi's death will hurt AQAP in the short run, but says the network has a knack for regenerating leaders as they're killed, and for a group that's tried to hit the American homeland several times.
It does not decrease the threat of AQAP to the United States.
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Fire crews are battling a second wildfire in Alaska. Officials say hundreds of homes have been evacuated. Six structures have burned. The fast-moving blaze erupted Monday on the Kenai Peninsula. In Houston, Alaska, Robin Edgel had to evacuate her home quickly.
It was just horrific. You know, I mean, you just see huge billowing clouds of smoke in the air, and you know that it's, you know, and the wind's blowing, and you feel the direction it's blowing. It's like it's blowing the clouds right at us. The fire's coming.
This blaze is 100 miles south of a major wildfire that started a day earlier near Willow in the heart of the state's sled dog community. Tropical Storm Bill is approaching the Texas Gulf Coast. Harris County Judge Ed Emmett says the National Hurricane Center predicts the storm will make landfall this morning.
Rather than heavy rains coming at from 3 a.m. to 10 a.m., I think we're looking for later in the morning, maybe 5 to noon, something like that. But in fact, that's good news because that makes it a daylight event as opposed to the Memorial Day event, which was largely at night when people couldn't see.
Very heavy rain is expected. Donald Trump will announce his 2016 presidential intentions today. If he decides to run, he'd be one of a dozen GOP candidates. This is AP Radio News. The Archbishop of St. Paul in Minneapolis and his deputy have resigned after Minnesota prosecutors charged their archdiocese with failing to protect children from a pedophile priest.
Papal biographer Marco Politi says the resignations of Archbishop John Neinstedt and auxiliary bishop Lee Anthony Pichet show that
Pope Francis is tremendously serious when it comes to child abuse.
Separately, the Vatican indicted its former ambassador to the Dominican Republic on charges of sexually abusing minors and possessing child pornography. The developments come days after Pope Francis approved creation of a Vatican tribunal to hear cases of bishops accused of failing to protect minors. I'm Steve Coleman.
Nestle India says it will destroy instant noodles worth $50 million. A sales ban was imposed by Indian food safety authorities for unsafe levels of lead. Nestle insists the noodles are safe and is challenging the ban in court. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.